Minnesota is gearing up to host the Super Bowl. How great, a game up north.
We are the North, the bold North, where working hard meets playing harder, where we don't just face the weather, we embrace it, where our bold way of life amazes everyone who experiences it. And for 10 days in February 2018, that number takes a sharp turn north. Super Bowl 52.
What, you thought Minnesota was in the Midwest? That's so yesterday. Minnesota has been rebranding itself. Have you seen the North hats? You can get them in Eric Dayton's stores. He's an entrepreneur, and yes, his father is Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton. Eric joins us now. Eric, your wife is Scandinavian, and you were inspired to do this after trips to Alaska and Northern Europe, where they embrace, you know, market their cold climate. You can stay in ice hotels. Tell us more.
Well, to me, this is really just about telling our story and claiming our own identity. I think, you know, we've been letting the rest of the country, other parts of the country, say who we are and maybe tell our story for us. And we haven't always been happy with how that's turned out. So to me, this is about sharing not just where we are, but really who we are with the rest of the country and with the opportunity of the Super Bowl, I think the rest of the world.
So tell us how you put this brand out there.
I don't even think of it as a branding effort. We took this idea and we made 150 hats in 2013 just to test it, to see if it resonated with anyone else. And it took off in a way that told us that we were onto something. And it's really taking root in a way that's really core to our identity.
And the hat says North. Look, Minnesota is the northernmost state in the contiguous U.S. Of course, Alaska might argue with the whole, you know, the Great North idea. But part of this is also climate change education.
You know, we've taken this movement, this momentum around the North, and we're really committed to making it a movement for good. And so we've begun an initiative that we're calling Keep the North Cold. And our company, ASCO Finlayson, recently made an announcement where we're actually going to measure our carbon footprint as a business. And then we're going to give away 110% of that amount to leading edge organizations in the fight against climate change. So for me, if the cold is something we embrace, we have to fight for it. And I don't want to see in the future a Minnesota where we don't have cold winters, where we don't have snow. And if we don't have cold winters in Minnesota, that means some pretty scary things really around the world. Obviously, it's a hugely important global issue.
Well, you've really become almost combative, and in a Minnesota way, about this. I mean, you've been tweeting out at weather forecasters when they have a forecast that they cast in a negative way. You've tweeted back, you're creating a damaging negative mindset. It borders on cheerleading for climate change. There was a store, was it a Macy's? It's in an historic building. There was a sense that it would close. And you tweeted out, if you bring down your skyways, I will buy that building. Skyways, they're in a lot of cold cities where I went to school in New York. There's some places where people walk now so that they're protected from the weather. I think that's ridiculous. You know, she should be out in the weather. But
well, I'm not going to argue with you on that.
Well, but people did argue with you. They said, wait a second, skyways help us live here. Tell us about that fight.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that was really... I took that as an opportunity to start a conversation about our city, that I think our city would be stronger without them. And really, it goes back to this idea of embracing winter. You know, I have now a four-year-old, and getting to see winter through his eyes and remember that, you know, that when you're a kid, you love winter. Getting out there to go sledding, snowball fights, making snow angels, all these wonderful traditions that we grew up loving. So we've got to sort of remember and maybe reclaim a little bit of that, what winter in the North is all about, and hopefully people will more and more be seeing it as one of the best parts of living where I live, not the worst part.
Well, I mean, when people start hearing about the Super Bowl, they're going to hear that word North a lot because it's been picked up. What do you say to people who say, though, that, well, you know, this is easy for you, Eric Dayton? You grew up the son of a governor and a Rockefeller heir. You can have access to the best warm, you know, clothing possible. You own some, you know, with your brother, own clothing stores. And, you know, you can give yourself the creature comforts that maybe other people feel they can't in the cold.
It's absolutely something that we're aware of and think about and work on as a company all the time. We recently did a partnership with Target in Minneapolis, and the partnership was, you know, benefited an organization that helped to get underprivileged kids out into nature, into the outdoors in wintertime, make sure that they had the, you know, the skills necessary and the education necessary to be out and enjoy these traditions that perhaps they didn't grow up with. Perhaps they didn't have that opportunity. So it's certainly not something that I take for granted. It's something we're very aware of, that that the North has to be something that's accessible to everyone, and that these traditions, there might be barriers to enjoying them, and we've got to work to break those down.
In ways, it's a great idea. I mean, I think Quebec Carnival, you know, the people are outside for a couple of weeks at a time in frigid weather, just having a ball.
Yeah, we're trying to create some of those traditions. Many of them already existed in Minnesota for decades, even a century or more. So we're bringing those traditions together, creating new ones, and really reminding ourselves what a great time of year this can be, but also making sure that the rest of the country knows it too.
That's Eric Dayton, an entrepreneur, a son of the Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton, but also the leading champion of referring to Minnesota as North, not Midwest. Eric, thank you.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.